Commissioner Sakovic, are you able to hear us?
Still muted.
He needs to unmute his phone or his computer.
Looks like you're muted, Commissioner, if you can hear us. Can you? That looks like you're unmuted. Can you hear us okay, Commissioner? Okay. Stephen, can you hear us?
I'm going to text him.
Just in case, can you hear me? Brendan, Leah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Commissioner Sakovic, can you hear us?
Brendan, Leah, I can't hear you.
Looks like he's unmuted, but we can't hear him if he can hear us.
I can't hear anyone on my end.
Steve looks like he's trying to say something too, but he's muted.
But excellent. I'm glad I can hear that. Thank you.
I think it's on our end.
Absolutely.
They can hear us, but
he can't hear them. He said that he can hear us and he spoke, and we can't hear him, so it's on our end. He says he cannot hear us either. He unmuted and talked.
Oh.
But I'm texting with him.
Oh, gotcha.
So he can't hear us either.
Okay.
They can't hear either?
They cannot hear us either. We're at that point of the season, too, where you need the heater on in the morning, and we're getting to where we might need the air conditioner on at night.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, sun starts beating through the windows and warming things up. So
it's like I'm spring from here down, but winter from here up. So in the morning this is cold, and now this is too hot.
What do you keep your house at?
67, 68.
Yeah. And last night, because it warmed up, it's like 71, and I'm like, oh, it's so hot in here. Yeah. Isn't it crazy? Like 2 degrees, and you're like, I'm like dying.
I'm like, I can't sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told my wife, I'm like, we gotta, in the thermostat, you have to click it in ours. It's not like a.
Oh, you gotta like walk by.
It's not a smart one that would be great, but.
That's cute.
Yeah. So, tough life. Come on, sympathize with me a little bit.
Can hear you fine now.
Oh, terrific. There we go. Thank you, Commissioner.
Nice work.
Wade to the rescue. Okay, good, Alice?
Yep.
Okay, terrific. Welcome, everyone. We'll call to order this commission meeting this March 20th, 2024. We typically start this meeting with a prayer reading or thought. and the pledge. Do we have any volunteers for both of those items? Ezra for the prayer. Any pledge? Thank you. Okay.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we're grateful for the opportunity we have to convene together and discuss the needs of the county. We're grateful for thy care and help, and we pray that thy spirit may be here as we make decisions, and we're gracious for the opportunity to make these decisions, and we ask that we may have compassion and understanding and as we make decisions, and we say these things in the name of thy Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ezra.
Please repeat the pledge after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Ezra and Katrina. First item we have today is our work session with UDOT, helping us, give us a presentation on the UDOT I-15 in Spanish Fork interchange.
Welcome. We've been here before, but for those who haven't been to these presentations before, my name is Darren Bunker. I'm a project manager with the Utah Department of Transportation. Back in November, we came and did a presentation about this project with you. And at that point, we were discussing the purpose and the need for the project. And I guess before I get started, we do have a fact sheet for you after this presentation, so it'll provide some more information, some more details about what I'm talking about in that fact sheet. And you're welcome to browse through that and then give us a call if you have any questions about what you see on the fact sheet. But back in November, when we were talking about the purpose and need, we basically talked about three elements of this environmental study. The first was regional mobility, which is basically being able to get people off of or out of the Spanish Fork area, state limit area, onto I-15 through a new interchange. Being able to take traffic off the adjacent interchanges at Main Street and at Benjamin and providing a new access to I-15. That's regional mobility. The second aspect of the purpose and need was for creating a safe and efficient connectivity across I-15 to the new planned regional multimodal facility. There is a transit station that is planned for that area. They're going through basically the environmental study for that as well right now. And so we wanted to accommodate future plans for that facility. And the third and last item was to improve local mobility. For those of you who travel Spanish Fork Main Street, there are times of the day when you're backed up 3 and 4 lights, right? And it's very difficult to travel north and south on Main Street. So we wanted to find a solution that could potentially remove some of that traffic off of Main Street and provide an alternative route. I guess I should have had, let's see. There we go. So that's the purpose of need. I just went over this. Okay. And the reason why we're coming to you today is we're in the next phase of this study, which is called the alternative development and screening process. Think of the screening process as kind of like a funnel. And within that funnel, there's two levels of screening. The level one screening basically is a high-level screening. We've defined the purpose and need. We come up with different solutions and options for different projects that would solve a purpose and need. And we take those options, we evaluate them to make sure that they meet the purpose and need. If they don't meet the purpose and need, then we get rid of those options. The level two screening, we get down into how those remaining options perform against environmental and regulatory issues. And I'll get into those. Concepts that pass both level one and level two screening, they go on to be refined, the design of those. So initially, our design is very high level, right? Does it even work at all? And then as we get through the level two screening, we take the remaining concepts and we refine the engineering on them. Things like hydraulics, access, those kind of things. And so we're going to be talking about the options that we came up with and how they work through the level one and level two screening processes. The concepts we came up with were five different interchange options. Eventually we'll compare them against the no action alternative. So those interchange options were at 400 North, Center Street, 100 South, 900 South, and then a unique concept called a split interchange. A split interchange is when you have actually two structures with a gap in between those structures, and you only have entrance and exit ramps on each side of those structures, and we'll show you a graphic of that. But as you can see here in this graphic, the split interchange actually worked really well in terms of meeting the purpose and need of the project. We measured how well each one of these would perform. Another thing about this chart, the red indicates the worst performing option among the ones that we were studying, and the green represents the one that performed the best, or if it met the criteria. Okay. As you can see here, the 400 North interchange in regards to regional mobility, which is being able to get traffic onto the freeway, performed the least beneficial. It only attracted 38,000 vehicles, whereas the split interchange attracts 56,000. Same thing with multimodal facilities. Both the 400 North interchange option and the 900 South interchange are farther away from the planned area of where that multimodal facility is. And so they didn't perform as well as the other three options. For local mobility, 900 South performed the worst out of all these options. And so based on our results from here, at this stage, at the level one screening stage, we eliminated the 400 North and the 900 South interchange options. Okay. And so from the level one screening, there were three options that went to level two screening. And we'll talk about each one of those at this point. What you see up on the screen now is what we call the 100 South concept. And I might just mention that before we even got into the environmental process, Spanish Fork did quite a bit of work on the concept at Center Street. And so there was a lot of legwork done previously for that. But we were looking at what would happen if we pushed it a little bit farther south to 100 South. In this case, we would lower the elevation of I-15 down to the grade level of where the existing tracks are today. And that would mean that 100 South would actually go up and over I-15 and also over the railroad tracks. In this case, we would have to push the railroad tracks farther to the west to accommodate that new interchange and also to accommodate that multimodal facility. But in the case of 100 South, there were a lot of property impacts. The 100 South corridor is currently only a two-lane facility. And so to make it compatible with the projected traffic, we would have to widen 100 South. So much so that we identified 33 relocations that we'd have to make. And it would actually affect over 90 different properties by choosing this particular option. It also had higher impacts to archaeological sites. And as we know, archaeological sites are governed by federal regulations. Okay, so in this case, we eliminated the 100 South concept because of these impacts. This is called the split interchange, which I mentioned before. As you can see, if you're traveling north on I-15, you would actually get off on 1550 West, which would be the new a new structure, right? You'd get off on 1550 West, you'd continue on a one-way frontage road to the north until you got to Center Street, and then you could take Center Street into Spanish Fork. Same thing with going south. There's a one-way frontage road on the west side of I-15 that would accommodate basically the same movements going south. In this case, this option, although it performed the best, if you remember back on this slide, right, you can see that it performs the best in terms of purpose and need, but it didn't perform very well when we get into looking at the impacts that are governed by Section 4F, which is the historic sites and also aquatic resources. And so this particular concept was eliminated because of those high impacts. Which finally takes us to the Center Street concept. A Center Street concept meets the purpose and need, the three items I talked about earlier. It has the least impacts on the aquatic resources, least impacts on 4F properties, and it had the fewest relocations. So this, we have selected this concept to move forward to that more detailed design that I talked about at the beginning. So these are kind of the results that you can see graphically related to the three options that went on to level two screening. And this just kind of recaps what I just talked about. A lot of aquatic resources would have been impacted by the split interchange. Historic sites, 4F protected facilities. And then as far as the 100 South interchange goes, you can see here that we would have 39 full acquisitions, 33 relocations, and over 90 different properties that would be impacted by a 100 South interchange. And so based on these results, we eliminated the 100 South and the split interchange. Okay. So that's kind of a summary of the screening process that we've gone through. Okay. As with the last time, we're kind of showing you what our progress is here and the timeline in which we plan on having this study completed. Last time we came, we were talking about alternative screening. This time we're talking about alternative evaluation as being our current phase. In this phase, we're going to evaluate the impacts of building the Center Street interchange in more details. We're going to get into we're going to get into more detailed design of drainage and stormwater management, pedestrian bicycle accommodations, access and connectivity to the local road network, and how we can avoid various impacts. During our initial screening process, our assumption was that Center Street, as with the 100 South concept, would actually go over I-15. So we would be lowering I-15 and raising Center Street. Okay, and in our initial analysis, we assumed that that vertical profile of I-15 would also go through 100 South. Currently, there is an underpass on 100 South on I-15. So that would mean that we would be eliminating access across I-15 at 100 South from our initial concept. But because this particular concept has moved through level two screening, we are going to be looking at the possibility of actually raising I-15 between Center Street and 100 South so that 100 South will still go under I-15. We're looking at potentially using that same corridor as a multimodal pedestrian facility, bicycle facility for all users. Currently, 100 South is also being used by farmers and that's the way that they get equipment one side of the freeway to another. So we're interested in seeing if we can preserve that mobility for the farmers. And so that's what we'll be doing over the coming months, is taking a deeper dive into the actual design of these two facilities. We anticipate We anticipate that our study, our detailed analysis will be completed in the spring of this year, so probably the May timeframe, at which point we will select a preferred alternative. What that means is, the preferred alternative means is we still have to compare it against the no action plan. So we always have to compare it to what if we don't build anything, right? And so the preferred alternative will either be an interchange at Center Street or do nothing. And I think our logical minds take us to the point that we got to do something. If we look at this graphic here, go back here, under local mobility, and these numbers are based on 2050 traffic volumes. If we don't do anything, there's going to be an additional almost 50,000 vehicles on Main Street, mm-hmm. right? And I think we can visualize what that would do to the mobility in that area. But we go through the whole analysis. We go through the process, and by May-ish timeframe, we'll come up with a preferred alternative. At that point, we'll provide a 30-day public comment period. And at the close of that public comment period, as we did before in the purpose and need stage, at the end of that comment period, we will address all the comments that we receive from the public. So we really encourage people to get involved and let us know what your thoughts are on the potential for an interchange here. And then lastly, you've had this information before, but this is our contact information for our study team. It's on our website, and so you can get us hold of us a lot of different ways. And this will be in your fact sheet materials as well. And so that's all we have for today. Open it up to any questions that you might have.
Any questions from you?
No, I think the one alternative that you guys settled on makes the most sense, right? It has this second highest volume, but the significantly lowest impact. So I think it was a very logical process that you went through. I hope that we can solve all the multimodal and different things. I'm happy to hear that when I first looked at that, the first thing I thought was, is that going to impact? In fact, I was going to ask you, as having been a council member of Spanish Fork, is 100 being cut off going to be a major issue? But if you're looking at possibly seeing if you can keep that open, that...
More of an issue. Our farmers market's right on Center Street. That is how we take our produce to the farmers markets on Saturday. But the farmers market's going to need to change. But I can promise you that keeping that access under 100 is really big for our ag residents, for sure.
Yeah. If you can, that was my only concern. But when you said you're looking at keeping that open, I would just encourage to make sure we look at that.
Yeah. Appreciate you looking at that.
I forgot to mention one other aspect of 100 South. Is that although we're looking at keeping it open, there is that Front Runner South project as well. And transit and pedestrians don't mix mm-hmm. at grade crossings. So even though we may recommend keeping 100 South open and come up with an option to do that, they could come behind us and say, hey, you know what, this isn't going to work. We probably need to close 100 South. So I don't want to get hopes up too much about keeping 100 South open. Regardless, we could still use 100 South as a multi-use trail. And in that case, we could come under I-15 at the 100 South location. Well, come from Center Street, right? Come down, there's some residences and a church there. There's already a multi-use path there. Come down, come across Center Street, and then go up in between I-15 and the railroad track to get back to Center Street. And then that would give them a really safe access instead of having to go through a single point urban interchange facility, which is not very safe for pedestrians, not very comfortable for bicyclists.
But it could still, in theory, be left open for farm traffic, but for foot traffic, you would reroute them? Or would it close it?
We would close it to vehicles, 100 South,
leave it open for
foot and traffic. Leave it open for pedestrians and bicycles, yeah. So... We're coordinating closely with that other team, the South Valley Transit team. And so we'll have more information about what's possible in that area over the coming months.
Our river
I'm looking forward to seeing what's coming. This is significant. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Where the river crosses, does it go that far down? I don't see on the map, but where the Spanish Fork River goes under I-15, and in high water years, it's hit I-15 and been an issue. Do we go down that far? I know some of the development.
We don't. No. Okay. This project wouldn't go that far south. No.
Okay. Okay. We'll keep a track hoe there then, and and keep pulling out logs so that it doesn't jam up.
We are working with Spanish Fork at the region.
Okay.
To take care of that particular culvert.
Okay. Gotcha.
And so we are working with Chris Thompson on that.
Okay. Terrific. Thanks, Darren. And Katrina, for the record, that is what would constitute bringing donuts. Just wanted to get that on the record.
I do have a teleconference that's starting now that if we were done, that was my alarm to join it, but we're not done, so I'm going to miss the teleconference.
I'm just telling you, Katrina's going to expect a donut.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you again, UDOT. Appreciate your time. We will now build our consent agenda. We have items 1 through 15 today. Any items, Commissioner Sakovich, that you'd like to hold 1 through 15?
No. Just simply say number 6. I'm looking forward to that.
Yep. Yes. Yes. Boys and Girls Club. Thank you for highlighting that. Commissioner Gardner, anything from you?
I don't. I had any questions I had got answered ahead of time. So.
Okay. I have none either. And then we will strike closed session 16, 17, 18, and hold number 19.
That's our recommendation, yes. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Good with that, Alice? We are holding, yeah, the only thing we're holding is closed session 19.
Looks like everything on the regular agenda has been approved on consent. And then as far as the closed meetings, we're striking 16, 17, 18, and holding, as stated, 19.
Perfect. Thank you. Now is when we will take public comment. If there's anyone that would like to address the commission, we ask that you keep your comments to 2 minutes and as you know, we don't interact back and forth, but we're happy to take comment. Thank you.
Hi there. I'm Kristen Chevrier, and I am from Highland. I'm here in response to a call by the commissioners for Commissioner Sakovich to resign. And I just want on the record that I think that the call is inappropriate for 3 reasons. One is that the commissioner has been battling an illness for roughly 3 months, but is just now getting to the point where he's able to resume full responsibilities. 2 is his average attendance, including while he's been ill, is better than any other commissioner. And that we should note that all commissioners have used Zoom to attend at various points. And 3, we have an election coming up on April 20th in the form of the county convention. And I feel that replacing a commissioner at this time who is up for re-election could interfere with the election. So those are my reasons. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Anyone else?
My name is Kenneth Pachork. I have a statement I would like to make. The crime of conspiracy was created to address the inherent dangers and knowingly you are being part of. I left the East from persecution because of becoming a whistleblower. I came here to start a new life, but because of my views, from political to religious beliefs, never stopped from being persecuted on levels that are so inhumane. The irony I see while studying the church and the Mormon pioneer baffles me. What scares me and should anyone, is the indoctrination pushed on these members to attack such people as myself. Attacks done with physical and emotional abuse. Evidence I have, but I would take up your time probably for 2 or 3 days. Explaining all these attacks, I call it Mormon Gate or Watergate 2.0. I would tell you it was your duty to investigate on the claims I've made in the past, but you ignored. I exhaust all remedies, but they're blocked. Let me be broader. My election fraud claims. My vote is part of my First Amendment right. And when investigating here in the county building, I looked at the machines, and with 7 names being hidden from me from the public and logic and accuracy test. Tell me who those names are. In 2020, you had a clerk that was charged for getting rid of ballots. Like most things here, everything is hush-hush, especially me. The church and your fraudulent politicians are conspiring and manipulating the market for a crash, maybe because that's the only way you see out of it. I would call it an insurrection. There's an estimated over 100,000 illegal immigrants here that are taking our job with benefits, and it's being helped by the church, by missionaries. I had 2 members tell me, you know, you're funding them, and it's not right. Can I go on? Because it's important. It's usually 3 minutes.
We'll give you 60 seconds.
Okay. And then you're building so many complexes, but yet for someone like me, there's a 2-year waiting list on housing. I see what's going on, and that is some knowingly has been manipulating all markets, inside Peak Advisory. And who are the 7 contractors that KSL reported on but gave no names that had a non-disclosure agreement when closing on residents? The raising of property value, rezoning, taking the rights for someone to own their own land through a lodeo title? You should look that up. So you can just profit and steal their land, like you've just been saying. All these policies, as the corporation normally known as the LDS Church, has infringed on my religious beliefs. And as Amendment 1 of the amendments to the Constitution of the United States of America, I claim my dominion and have sovereignty, which all of you are trespassing on my rights. I'm here to tell you to assemble your public servants and tell them government has become destructive. And in my duty to abolish such tyranny.
Thank you.
I'm asking you again to resign.
Thank you so
and,
much.
And I would like to give you something.
Okay. Yes. You can hand it to the deputy here, and he'll get it to us. Okay.
The deputy here.
Just give it to the deputy, and
thank you.
Utah County Jail, Knight Smith, Lehigh City Corporation, because we all go by corporations because it's a Congress. And here, there's the Church of Jesus Christ. And I'll hopefully be able to get it out because I want $20 to fix something.
Okay. Appreciate that.
See, this is from being blocked.
Thank you so much.
Everything is about me. So.
Anyone else from the public that would like to address the commission? Okay, thank you everyone. Seeing none, we'll go into closed session. Thank you.
Can you run and open the door for us?
Open meeting while we adjourn.
All right, we are back in regular session. I will entertain one final motion.
Motion to adjourn.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Thank you, everyone.
Thank you very much.